Harry, how good does that sound to be the top scorer here at Bramall Lane?
Yeah, definitely. It's always really good to be top scorer, like you said. But like I said, it was all about the 3 points today, and the lads have done a great job out there. And just pleased that we got the 3 points on the board.
I was just wondering in the commentary whether or not when you go back to sort of take your position in the defence, you look across to Neil Collins and just remind him that you've got two more goals than him now.
No, we always have a little competition, me and Neil, but like I said, if he pops up and scores two next week, I'll be buzzing as well, and I'm sure he's really happy for me, and he shook me hand after the game and told me how well I've done.
He had a couple of chances, didn't he? He could have had a couple himself.
I know, we could have both got two today, but we're just pleased that we've got 3 points on the table.
I just wonder, when you get two that early in a game, even as a centre-half, are you thinking, could get a hat-trick here?
It always goes through your mind, and like I said, it would have been great to get the hat-trick, but I'm really happy with two, and I'm really happy with the team's performance, and hopefully we can kick on now to next week.
We've just spoken to the new manager, and he's agreed with me that there was an energy about that display. Was it about more than just impressing the new manager? Do you feel like, perhaps over the last couple of games with Chris in charge as well, that this side has built some momentum?
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to go into the game. We knew what crew were capable of, and they're a good passing team, but we really wanted to press them really high, and in the first half we felt like we did that. We'd give them no space, and the lads up front, they've worked the socks off really, and the wide men as well, they've pressed the ball, and it makes it easy for us defenders just to come and win our battle really. And when we've got the chances, we've took them, and we've seen the second half out. We looked a bit tired in the end, but it's always positive to get the 3 points.
Just talk me through this week, because it's been a bit of a whirlwind. I watched your game at Peterborough, and the caretaker manager's in charge, and the next day we have the press conference and Nigel Clough is introduced. Did the players sort of know on Tuesday that Nigel Clough was going to come in, or was it all, you know, revealed to you, I suppose, very quickly after that game?
It was all revealed to us very quickly after. Like I said, we didn't know who was coming in. We don't have much to do with that. We've just got to focus on the games, what's coming up. And Morg stepped in and gave us as much information as he could. But Morg did a fantastic job with us, and he'd make sure that we was all spot on for the three games he took, and he got some positive results out of them and led us all in good hands to the boss.
How much has he helped you personally, you know, as a big centre-half himself who's had a lot of success in his career? Has he been able to pass on a lot of wisdom to you?
Yeah, definitely. Since I've broke through, Mo's been fantastic to me, and I can't thank him enough, really. Since when Danny Wilson got the job, he's worked with closely with him, and ever since, really, he's always had positive advice to give me and give me great confidence in my game, really.
And now you've got Nigel Clough as a manager. What did he say to the players when he first speaks to you? I'm guessing you had some kind of meeting after his appointment. What was his message?
The message was simple, really. Follow on the last two games, what you've done, and carry on being unbeaten. And like I said, we've just got to work hard. He'll throw us some different things in training next week. But like I said, we've got to go on to next game now and all concentrate on next week and hopefully come out with a positive result.
Do you think you've turned the corner? Because it was a difficult start. You had that long run without a win. I think it was sort of five or six games that you lost in a row as well at one point. Do you think now that, you know, Sheffield United are back on the right track here?
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to think that we've had a tough start. We've had some games where we felt like we should have got more out of the games when we didn't get them, but you've got to earn your luck sometimes, and we've gone back to basics, really. We've just really made sure everyone works the socks off on the pitch. And as you've seen today, the two strikers nearly got carried off in the end. They was that tired.
And is there an extra sort of effort from players? You know, not played myself, so I don't know what it's like, but when a new manager comes in training on a game today, do you all try that little bit harder just to sort of impress him and make sure that you leave a good first impression?
Yeah, definitely. You can't come away from that, really. Your first impression is a big one, really. And everyone knows that when the manager comes in, you've got to impress him. But I've heard him on his interviews that he's been saying it's a clean slate. So everyone has a chance, and there's no excuses for anyone who's not involved. Because if you do it on the training pitch, you'll be picked on the Saturday.
You're 10 points off the playoffs tonight. I'm not going to suggest that, you know, the promotion push is back on now. But, you know, stranger things have happened. It's not too big a gap that you can't recover and get up towards that top six, is it?
No, definitely. Our aim at the start of the season was to be there or thereabouts. Like I said, we've had a tough start, but now we've got the couple of wins what we needed on the board. We've just got to take every game as it comes and see where it takes us in the end.
Final question: we're at the end of October now. You've got four. So how many do you want this year? You thinking double figures now?
It'd be nice to get double figures, obviously. take every game as it comes, and every game I'll try my best to get a goal for the team, and it always helps when us centre halves are chipping in with goals.